Terry Deary's Viking Tales, written by Terry Deary and read by Toby Longworth.
The Battle of the Viking Woman. Chapter 1. Candlewax. Whitby, England, 867.
"Pass me the candle, Luke," Edwin whispered.
The candle spluttered and sparked. It was made from mutton fat, so it smelled of burnt sheep. Luke handed the candle holder to his friend.
"You wouldn't dare,"
he squeaked.
"Watch me,"
Edwin said. The boys wore the long brown robes of monks. They were tied at the waist with rough rope. Edwin pulled up his robe so he could reach forward. The boys were sitting on the balcony in a small church. The monks below were sitting on benches, praying silently. Edwin looked down on the bald heads, heads that had been scrubbed clear of hair with stones. One day the boys would have their heads scrubbed that way. Edwin moved along so that the candle was on the edge of the wooden rail in front of him.
"That's Brother James below me now," he said.
"You wouldn't dare,"
Luke squeaked again. Edwin tilted the candle. A fat blob of wax dropped off the end. It hit the bench below and cooled to a hard yellow ball in the chilly air. The young monk moved the candle along. He let the flame melt a little more wax, then tilted it forward again. This time, the hot wax fell straight towards the bald patch on the head of Brother James, and struck him, still warm and soft. The old monk didn't move. His eyes stayed closed. His lips still moved in prayer. Edwin choked back a giggle, and Luke dragged him out of his seat. He pulled his friend down the stairs and out onto the path by the church.
"You're mad," Luke moaned.
"He'll beat you."
"No, he won't,"
Edwin said.
"He will."
"I'll tell him it was you that did it,"
Edwin laughed, and ran off to the refectory to eat. The boys found some lamb knuckle bones in the kitchen. They were neat cubes and perfect for a game of chuckstones. The young monks played for a while. Slowly, the refectory filled with the monks returning from the church. The cook brought out pots of fish and oatmeal porridge. The abbot was first to be served, and then the monks. Finally, the novices, the boys, held out their plates. The monks ate in silence. But when Edwin held out his plate, a harsh voice said,
"No, Edwin does not want to eat today."
The boys looked up to see Brother James standing at the end of the table. He was a tall, thin man with a face as hard as the cliffs at the edge of the abbey.
"Novice Edwin is at the monastery so he can pray. The fishermen and farmers in Whitby town work hard so they can eat. Our work is praying. Edwin did not pray today, so Edwin will not eat," the old monk said.
"I did,"
Edwin cried.
"I said pray, not play. You chose to play a dripping candle wax onto the heads of the monks. Your first punishment is to have no food today. Your second punishment is to sit at the table and watch the others eat. And your third punishment is to spend the afternoon in the new field at the top of the cliffs. You will start clearing away the stones. You will fill 10 sacks with stones before you eat again."
Luke clutched at his mouth to smother a giggle.
Brother James glared at him.
"Did I say something funny, novice Luke?"
"No, Brother James."
"No. If I see you laughing at your friend's punishment, then you will join him. There are many, many stones waiting to be cleared before we can plant cabbages there. Now eat."
"Yes, Brother James."